The Traveler's Journal, September 10th. Remembering Barbara Fritchie. Frederick, Maryland is situated an hour's drive north of Washington, D.C. Of course, when the town was settled back in 1745, the U.S. was 30 years in the future, and its eventual capital still Potomac marshlands. Frederick has certainly seen plenty of its own American history. Francis Scott Key, author of The Star-Spangled Banner, practiced law here. The opening of the first national road west in 1808 brought commercial wealth to Frederick, but the event that earned Frederick a place in history took place on September 10, 1862. Frederick's proximity to several Civil War battlefields made it, then, a town of 10,000 Union sympathizers, a medical center for treating the war's wounded. As the story goes, Confederate General Stonewall Jackson captured Frederick and marched his army through its streets. In defiance, several residents flew Union flags from their windows, among them 95-year-old Barbara Fritchie. Several days later, Union forces retook the town, and news of the old woman's stand caught people's attention. John Greenleaf Whittier later turned the incident into a patriotic poem he published in the Atlantic Monthly. "Shoot, if you must, this old gray head, but spare your country's flag," she said. Whittier's words so inspired the North, they're why folks in Frederick still celebrate September 10th as Barbara Fritchie Day. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.